Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And it's the great man himself, Brent Reed, joining us not from inside the studio, but out and about in the cold and windy streets of Sydney. Where are you?
I'm just on the northern beach, the kids' footy. But Tony, you know what I thought today? It's cold and windy, but I thought I'd show the kids you've got to ignore the cold and the wind. So I just wore shorts.
No.
Just to show them, you know, you've got to be hard. It's not that cold. It's not that wet.
But are you sitting there with a blanket around your legs?
I thought it was an error.
It's hard.
I think it worked. The older kids, you know, I said I wouldn't feed them.
Yeah.
They're on caviar this week. They played the best football I've ever seen them play.
Really?
They've smashed you up. You're just a carver. Unbelievable scenes.
That is so good.
You know, Neil missed a penalty. Could have been anything.
There's brave, Reedy, and then there's just stupid in terms of wearing shorts in this kind of weather. Yeah. I don't get it.
Funnily enough, I often fall into that category. Stupid
category. Absolutely.
Well, I did see you tip the Broncos on Thursday night as well.
They're killing me. They're killing me.
It's all out, all change. All stations to Fassifern, the Broncos at the moment, isn't it? Tevita Pangai Jr., now he was interviewed after the game and he said, look, I thought I was under contract, but what does a contract mean anymore? Which is, I guess, a complaint that many fans have about what's going on in the game.
Yeah.
What is the situation there?
Well, look, it's funny, Tone, because the Broncos copped a little bit of criticism on the coverage because that story came out just after kickoff, and it was our paper that broke the story. Now, the reason it came out just after kickoff was, I got it confirmed earlier in the day, and I'd rung the Broncos and said, look, I'm running with this story. And they asked me, they said, look, can you not put it out before the game starts because it might impact on the players before the game actually commences. It might impact on Tevita. So that's why the story only came out just after kickoff. We held it back out of courtesy to the Broncos to stop it impacting on their performance. Now, in the end, it didn't matter, did it? Because they got walloped.
Yeah.
And Tevita probably had a mixed sort of evening. And I think that's one of the reasons that obviously made the decision to let him go. It's not the only one. I mean, the West Tigers meeting that happened and that he denied and the club sort of denied in the statement, that's played a part in this. And look, I think Tevita will end up at the West Tigers at the end. You know, his management's reached out to some of the bigger clubs in the games, the Melbourne Storms and the Sydney Roosters, to find out whether there's any interest there. My understanding is both those clubs don't have the cap space for him. The Roosters, even though Boyd Cordon has gone, they've had to upgrade some contracts next year, and there's just no money there for him. And the Storm are obviously trying to get Dale Finucane and finding that really difficult. So I think Tevita will basically end up at the West Tigers because they want him and they've got the money to fit him in. So that would appear as though that would get knocked out over reasonably quickly, I'd suspect. And I think it's a good signing for that club. I mean,
so when you say reasonably quickly, has Tevita played his last game for the Broncos? This is a mid-season. This is going to happen before the August cutoff?
Well, I'd be stunned if it didn't happen the next couple of weeks, Tone, because I just think things have gone too far at Brisbane. And you know, and we all know that Tevita's not going to be the only one that moves out of there. The Matty Lodge situation's been pretty fluid, but I imagine that'll unfold in the next week or so, and he won't be there either. And they're just looking to gut the joint. And I think they've got about six players who are off contract at the end of this year. And all of them could be gone. I mean, Alex Glenn, the captain, I think he missed eight tackles the other night. He's off contract at the end of this year. I'd be surprised if he's in next year. I'm talking guys like Dale Copley, Danny Levi, guys like that. It's basic gutting of the joint. And, Tevita's just the start.
Well, you just mentioned a guy that would be, I believe, should be the highest priority for the Broncos, and that's a guy like Dale Finucane. You just mentioned him at the Melbourne Storm, and he's at the stage of his career now where, you know, he would be a guy that I would just go after. He knows how to win football games. He knows what it's like to be at a successful club, and I think he's the kind of guy that you could build an organisation around. So if he's on the market...
It's funny to say that, Gertz, because I actually spoke to the Broncos about him last night. And the issue with Dale is, look, I think they would have an interest in Dale. But at the moment, the asking price is just too high. And the term of the contract, I mean, his manager was initially looking at 4 years, about 800 grand a year. Now, that just basically, I don't think there was a lot of interest in that figure, as good as Dale is.
Yep.
I've heard it's now 3 years he's looking at, and the money's come down slightly. And, I think the Broncos have got an interest there. It wouldn't surprise me if they do make a move on him at some point because, you let Lodge go, you let Pangai go,
Well, that's what they have to do because they're heavily they're sort of heavily weighed in, aren't they, in the middle forwards in their salary cap. So they need to lose a couple, but he's the kind of personality they need.
Well, he's a leader, isn't he? And they need leaders.
Yeah. Reedy, Wayne Bennett last night in a kind of, again, taciturn press conference. Now, he mentioned Pangai Jr. saying that he came there, he wanted to play under Wayne Bennett and he wanted to play under me. And that became impossible. It kind of contributed to where he was. Is that, I mean, he's not South Sydney anymore, is it? But that kind of thing of Wayne last night, he was also a little bit touchy about giving advice to Kevvy Walters.
He was, wasn't he? We've got the Tevita thing with Wayne, I think. I don't think Tevita cares if Wayne's not there. And I don't think that's got anything to do with it. I think Tevita is a sort of bloke who, you know, I don't think it would impact Wayne. If Wayne Bennett was there and he wanted to go, he'd just go.
Yeah.
I think that's the sort of person that he is. I don't think Wayne leaving there has any impact on Tevita Pangai's decision. And the Broncos have moved Tevita. Tevita hasn't moved on him. Although he sort of did in a way, I guess. But, I think Wayne just loves having to sniff at the Broncos, doesn't he? And you know, it's an opportune time because they're struggling and they're an easy mark. And it was interesting, the Kevvy Walters comments. I was a bit surprised by that because, you know, they've had a long relationship for over many, many years. And Kevvy's obviously going through a really difficult time at the moment. And, you know, Kevvy's, make no mistake, Kevvy's under a lot of pressure. Let's talk about the assistant coaches, but, you know, unless Kevin Walters gets it right over the next 10 weeks or so, I don't think he'll be the coach next year. It's just not working at the moment. And there's some horror stories coming out of that club about the playing group and the messages that are going to them and their feelings about how they're being coached. And, you know, unless that changes, I wouldn't surprise me if there's a coaching change at the end of the year as well.
Wow. All right, that's a huge story. All right. And the other thing, Manly, what's going on there?
Yeah, look, obviously Manly are on a roll at the moment and they're doing their level best to keep the bulk of that squad that's done so well over the past 7 or 8 weeks. Brad Parker and Ruben Garrick are pretty close to signing extensions there. Ruben Garrick's coming off probably his best performance of the season and Brad Parker wasn't too far behind him. So they've made it a priority to basically keep the squad they've got and they're doing a pretty good job of keeping them at the moment. So could be some good news in the future and in terms of Manly and retaining more players.
All right, mate. Well, go and get some long pants on. Enjoy your afternoon.
No, Tony. No need for long pants, mate. Kids, they need to set an example for them.
You don't need to set an example. The example you've been setting, honestly, just wrong.
Yeah, the shorts would have been cool, but you shouldn't have turned up with the leggings as well.
I can get you a final score update. Hold on.
Okay.
3-0, they won.
3-0. Well played, boys.
Good to see you got a new favourite, Reedy. It's great.
We'll catch you next week. It's a Saturday scrum. Thanks to King G.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.